This podcast is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Commercial, the right partner. Friday, November 21, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. On Thursday, a blue-chip panel said that the group of eight major industrialized countries should be doubled to include South Africa, Brazil, China and India and other nations to better tackle global challenges like climate change and economic stability. The panel argued that the G8 had become outdated. The Managing Global Insecurity Project said in a report that the leadership and mandates of key international institutions, from the G8 to the UN Security Council, have not kept pace with the new power holders and dynamic threats of a changed world. The report recommended expanding the G8, which is comprised of Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Russia, and the United States, to include Brazil, China, India, Mexico, and South Africa. It also proposed adding Indonesia, Turkey, Egypt, or Nigeria to create a group of 16. South Africa's state-owned utility Eskom will review its plan to raise tariffs on power. This is in light of the global financial turmoil. Spokesperson Fani Zulu said that the recent international financial and economic developments have necessitated that the utility review its assumptions that underpin the tariff application. He didn't elaborate on what the review would entail. Eskom said it would raise tariffs as part of its efforts to raise money for its 343 billion rand new power investment program. The utility provides 95% of South Africa's power. Also making headlines, Rwanda plans to lay 2,300 kilometers of fiber optics cable in 2009. Alan Hirsch says South Africa's infrastructure plan remains unchanged despite the global economic crisis. The Bureau for Economic Research forecasts that economic growth may fall to 1.9% next year. And infrastructure consultants Africon and Ninim Shand are involved in merger talks. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.